I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Borders remain closed in Burkina Faso following Monday's military coup. After kidnapping the president and dissolving the government, soldiers now face condemnation and possible sanctions from international parties. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says 1.4 million Burkinabe fled their homes in recent years. Border closures could stop aid to these displaced communities. Pray events would not become violent and pray for gospel opportunities. And following Christ in Afghanistan was risky before the Taliban took over in August. Now, it's even worse. Afghanistan is now the world's most dangerous place in which to be a Christian, according to the persecution watchdog Open Doors. It's the first time in two decades that North Korea has not topped Open Doors' annual list. Afghan believers tell Global Catalytic Ministries that two leaders were just arrested, and the Taliban is hunting for more. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.